Hello, everyone, and welcome to Six Figure Souls, Doing Good and Making Money, the weekly podcast highlighting entrepreneurs that have crushed that six-figure ceiling while staying truly aligned with their soul's purpose. I am your host, Camille Miller, founder of the Natural Life Business Partnership and pioneer for the soul professional movement. Today we have Tina Ridge with us, who is a love and relationship mentor. And we are going to be talking about her path to becoming a six-figure. So welcome, Tina. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so delighted. We met, I think it was back in last February. I don't know when exactly it was. It was this February because I was looking for authors for our book. So we met through LinkedIn when I was reaching out to different people. And I wrote down a little bit about your story. And now that I'm recording season four, I wanted to be able to tell your story. I wanted you really to tell your story to our audience because I found it so inspiring. So let's jump in to, I know you call yourself an intuitive love and relationship mentor, but that took a little bit to get to where you are now. So let's go back. So before you did all of this, what did you do professionally before you decided to follow your heart?
I was actually working as a project manager, and okay. I was miserable in the role. It was definitely the path that I went to because I thought it was like what I should be doing, right? Like we allow the things out in society and what we're told, like we have to check all these boxes. And when I was in that role professionally, I mean, I had checked all the boxes in life, you know, not just in career, but like the kids and the husband and the degree and all the things. And I was just in this place of just anxiety and depression. And I had dealt with anxiety and depression for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't seem to break free from that.
Okay.
And so I was looking externally for something to fulfill me. So, you know, the project manager role, more money, like the things that I thought were going to really fulfill me in life. And when I was in that role, I was actually in a near-death car wreck, which was my wake-up call.
Wow.
And that was in 2018.
Okay.
And it was definitely an out-of-body experience for me. I was driving down the road. I was hit by a dump truck, spun me sideways, going 50, 55 miles an hour. I'm gripping the steering wheel, screaming at the top of my lungs, like thinking that it was over right then and there.
Wow. Yeah.
And I remember when the vehicles finally came to a stop and my car was stuck on this dump truck. I was literally looking down at my body like, am I still alive?
Wow.
And the hours after that, I had, and physically, I didn't have too many injuries. I had some neck pain and, you know, body aches and bruising, right, but nothing significant. Okay. I didn't even have to go to the emergency room.
Wow. Okay.
I had so much emotional energy.
Stuff. Yeah.
That came to the surface from years of pushing down my emotions, pushing down past traumas and pains, and not allowing myself to actually process it all. Really, of course, what I learned on my journey is what was keeping me locked in anxiety and depression.
Wow. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yes. And so that was literally my wake up call. I ended up taking 3 months off of work.
Okay.
Yes to me for once, and started down this beautiful journey of finding myself, processing everything that was coming up, all that stuck energy that was inside of me that was keeping me stuck in life, keeping me stuck in the anxiety and the depression.
Was there a feeling in that, I don't know, that moment, the weeks after, that you were like, if you had died in that moment, if it had been more severe, would you have felt like you lived this completed life? And that's what kind of went, okay, I have to do something else. Was that the, like, the pivot? I'm sure there's a lot of pivots, but I'm just wondering, was there that one of like, what have I done?
Yeah, there were so many aha moments, but definitely, like, I think the biggest one for me was the realization that that little inkling that I always had inside of me, that there was more to life, was actually true.
Okay.
It was actually true. There was more to life, you know, and that inkling that I always had, and trying all the things, like, and there, and I have nothing against any of this stuff, but for me at the time and where I was in my journey, the meditations, the affirmations, the reading the self-help books, like, it was not helping me. I was that deep. I had that much stuck inside of me that I needed this wake-up call. I needed this to happen in my life. And I believe that I created it. I created it because I needed I needed that to wake me up and say, that little inkling that's in there, Tina, that there is more to life, that you can have freedom, that you can be happy, that you can enjoy life. It's true. You just have to work through some things to unlock it.
So you were working on that spiritual path. It wasn't that this happened and you went to a spiritual path. You were kind of on it, but still doing the society norms. Of you go to school, you get a job, you success is defined by money and stuff, married, whatever that looks like in your society. But then this happens. And it's like, oops, I always say this, I climbed the wrong mountain, went up the wrong ladder. You get to the top, you look around and you're like, oh no, this wasn't right.
Right.
All right. So
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you take 3 months off, and I suppose there was some incredible self-care and love going through that. Did you hire a mentor, a coach, someone, a therapist to help you kind of work through all that stuff that was coming up?
Absolutely. Yes. I went to my doctor like the next day after my accident, because I told my husband, I was like, there's something's not right. Like, I need help. I don't know what to do. I couldn't get behind the wheel of my car. I didn't drive for probably 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I was terrified to even get in the car. Like, obviously I had a lot to work through. And so I went to my doctor, and he referred me to this amazing therapist, and she, the grief recovery method. And so that was the method that we used working together that helped me really start going into relationships and really start identifying what happened in these relationships. Where did I need to forgive? Where did I need to forgive them and forgive myself for things that had happened over the years of my life that created this anxiety and depression? And so I loved the method. And so I decided, as I was stepping through this, that I wanted to do the same. So when I started my business, I started specifically using that method and helping people with grief. And what I discovered is that grief is not just death, divorce, right? Like society believes that. And it's so much more. It's mixed emotions. It's any kind of major change in your life where you're feeling that those mixed emotions, right?
Loss of anything. I've seen it happen with people when they lost weight.
Yes.
They had to almost, they lost a piece of who they were.
So when I started my business, that was my main focus. And I used that method, which in that method, you know, if there's anyone listening that, you know, is really struggling and they're just looking for something, the Grief Recovery Handbook, you can get it on Amazon. It is amazing. It is very helpful. And it helps you break down your relationships and the things that have happened and how you can process it all. But what I found, because I kept my heart open on this journey, is that there were still missing pieces for me. Loved the grief recovery method, but there was something missing. I needed to go deeper and I didn't know what that meant. But I kept going on my own journey as I was working with clients, as I had my business. It's my most important relationship is the relationship with myself.
Absolutely.
So I found another amazing mentor, Sarah Longoria. Mm-hmm. She developed the rapid relief technique.
Okay.
And it is kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with EFT.
Yeah.
But it's very different from EFT, emotional freedom technique.
Okay.
The similarity is that you tap on meridian points, energy centers of your body. But where it differs is you actually allow yourself, your body, to feel the emotions and to say the thoughts that are coming up in your mind, no matter how crazy or outlandish they may seem. You say them as you're tapping. And it, that process for me brought me home like I could have never imagined in my life. It created so much self-love and self-compassion and grace for myself as a human, and releasing so much self-hate and dislike of like how I was viewing myself. And that's really what holds us back in our businesses, in our life, in our relationships. It's that guilt and shame and grief that we carry in our bodies. It's not the external. It's not anyone else, right? It's us.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I want to go back a little bit into the business piece, since this is a business podcast, and say from the time your accident happened, you took like 3 months. Did you go back and quit? Or did you just start? Like at what point did you go, I'm done. This is the route I'm taking.
Actually, the company that I was working for, I had worked another role before I took the project manager role, which I was more content in that other role. And so when I did go back. And when I went back, I stepped into my power and I said, I have a path that I want to take. I want to start my own business. I want to do this, but I'm not ready to leave. Like I was not ready to leave the company. Okay. I didn't want to be in the project manager role anymore, but I knew that I could do both. Like I believed that I could do both. So I went back to the vice president of our division in the department that I had worked for before, mm-hmm. and talked to her. And there was actually someone leaving. And I was able to step back into that role, which I knew, you know, like the back of my hand, and was completely transparent with them on all of it. I'm building this business. I'm asking for support, but I will still do what's asked, you know, what's yep. expected of me in this role. And because I stepped in my power and had that conversation and let them know where I was, they embraced me with open arms. And it makes me emotional because, you know, we can always say we can't do it. And I even had a coach that I worked with that was like, you can't do that. You cannot do both.
Yes, you can.
Because yeah. you're taking energy away that you could be putting into your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to process that because it felt good for me to stay in that role and build my business. But I had someone telling me that I couldn't do it. And I loved myself enough to feel into it and actually step back and process it and use my techniques to say, can I really do this? Is this really what I want to do? Or should I just, you know, leave my job, go create this business? And what felt right for me was to stay, was to do both.
That's terrific. Yeah, this is a very good thing for people listening. If it feels good to stay, that's what you do, to lean into how you actually feel about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you can do it. Like, I still work for that company and have a successful business. I still have beautiful relationships with the customers, the clients that I work with there, yep, and have this business. Like, I am completely transparent with the other company. Like, it's possible. So yes, anyone listening to this that has a business or wants to start a business, and if that is a factor within you that you feel is holding you back, yeah, that you feel like you have to make that jump, you don't have to. If it feels good for you and you feel like you need to do that for yourself, do it. Oh, anything is literally possible in this life.
Absolutely.
And it takes you stepping into your own power, owning what you want. And I can tell you, I have created more time, more money, not just in my business, in my career, but money flows to me in the strangest of ways sometimes. And it's the wealth center inside of us. It's that when you're dancing with the universe, your mind will be blown at the beautiful things that you can receive. And you don't have to work 80 hours a week. You don't have to be stressed out and overwhelmed. You can literally lean back and live in the ease and the flow.
I love that. I think that's so important, because I feel like, especially like soul aligned entrepreneurs, they have a lot of different passions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they feel like, you know, if they work in one of them, they have to let the other ones go. And I think that's such an important part, that most of us are creatives. I'm a creative. I get bored easily. So I have to, and I knew that I needed a business that kept me kind of doing different things, because I get bored, right? I have a lot of passions. A lot of people I meet have a lot of passions, and doing all of those passions, even if their hobbies are fun, right, are still really important to your everyday, because if you don't, that comes back and almost haunts you, right? That comes back like, it's not enough. This isn't the life I wanted. I'm not traveling. I'm not eating out, whatever it is for them. But
yes. Yeah. And human, you know, human design has been a piece to my journey as well. Like, mm-hmm, I'm a manifesting generator, just as like, as you were talking, and mm-hmm, and that means, like, for me, like, I like to do different things. Like you said, I get bored too. So I enjoy the relationships I have with my clients and my business. And I enjoy the relationships that I have with working for this company. Mm-hmm. And it just works for me. And I also give myself permission to, when things don't feel right any longer, number one, I look at it, whether it's in my business or in this other passion that I have, I look at it and process it to determine, is there something stuck in me that's like a fear or something, like I was triggered, or am I ready to create something new and different? Okay. So giving ourselves permission to change when we truly desire to change. It's the flow. We don't have to say, like, a perfect example in business is business strategy. I've changed my strategy so many times because sometimes what I'm doing no longer feels aligned for me. Yep. It does not mean that I'm wrong for not doing that strategy anymore. It doesn't mean that my business is going to fall apart if I don't do that specific strategy anymore. Like, I believe any strategy can work if it feels good and aligned for you in your business.
Yeah. And I love what you're saying about, you let things go that no longer serve you, because they could have served you a year ago. It could have been the stepping stone to wherever you are, but you don't like doing it anymore, or it doesn't fulfill you anymore. I did this long enough. I got it. I wanted to try it. It's just not what I do. So tweaking business along the way is perfectly in alignment. It's probably more in alignment than trying to serve people that no longer really serve you.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I think that brings up another beautiful point of saying no. That was part of my journey and the clients, and actually stepping up and saying no to clients that weren't aligned with me. Because when I'm working with a client one-on-one, like, I'm going to hold space for you, but I am also going to call you out when you're shrinking down, when you're not, when you're avoiding the emotion, when you're avoiding the thought that's coming up, when you're avoiding that limiting belief. And it's all out of love, right? That is how we show love to each other, like true love, in a very loving way, but calling them out and saying, look, like this right here, you want to get here, but you're still playing here. Like, what is the root of that? How can we get, you know, help you process this root out so you can no longer let that thing take the power away? Let that story run the show.
Let's talk a little bit about client attraction, because I think so many people falter at this little space, or they take things just for the money. They're like, oh my God, you know, I just need any client, right? They come from a place of desperation, and every conversation they have is about to make the sale, not to really open the door for what's possible. And I love two things you said, client attraction. And I also want to talk about like money coming in all different ways. I love those two things you said. So let's start with the client attraction. How do you feel, or how did you hold yourself in alignment to attract the right clients all the time?
It's the inner work. It's the inner work. Like putting myself first daily. It's a practice. It's like yoga. Like that's for people that aren't familiar and don't have a relationship with themselves. Like that's just kind of what I use. Like if you think about a yoga practice, it's never perfect. So go ahead and throw that out the window. Like it's never going to be, you're never going to know it all. You have to forge this connection with yourself where you are literally putting yourself first every day. And for me, what that looks like, if I'm triggered by something, if something feels off, I'm very in tune with my body. If I'm feeling, you know, any pressure on my chest or in my neck or in my stomach, like our bodies are that intelligent. They are always talking to us. And so that is how I stay in alignment with the clients that I'm attracting in, is that I work on me. And it can be that easy. But here's the thing. We have been conditioned to believe that feeling our emotions, looking at those fears, actually allowing ourselves to be 100% honest with ourselves is wrong. And that it's bad. It's bad to feel anger. It's bad to think these thoughts. And so most of our society just focuses all on the positive. And they're actually just putting a layer over all the other stuff, the stuck energy, the stuck emotions, the negative thoughts that are living inside of us, and just painting over it versus processing it out, removing it, coming back to our soul, our highest and truest self, our true essence.
I think it's also important to point out for our listeners, if you are attracting someone or a client, could be personal friends as much as a client, because law of attraction, and you don't like what you're attracting, you have to do the inner work to figure out what in you is attracting this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even if you think about on social media, like, you know, if you're somebody that posts a lot on social media for your business and things, and if people comment or say something and it triggers you, then that is like a mirror. It is showing you, you've got something in there that is, it's like a mirror, like kind of like you were saying, and it's your job to go into it and do the inner work and process it out, because it's not serving you. And we can always use those small little things, and it just helps keep us in clean energy. So we are attracting what we want versus what we don't want.
I love that. And another point on that same topic is, I hear a lot from entrepreneurs, it's almost like a fear of success. Not almost, I think it is. They're afraid of attracting someone they can't help, especially if they're a coach. They can't help. And I always tell them, there is no way you can attract someone you can't help. They are attracted to you because they feel you have the answer, you can help. And I always find that as I up level, the people I attract are also up leveling and they're, you know, a year or two behind me, right? But I always have the answers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important part of client attraction. You can't attract someone you can't help. And if you're not attracting the right people, it's all on you.
Yeah, it's radical responsibility.
Yes, I love that. You know,
taking the responsibility. Like, I just kind of love that saying, like, clean up your side of the street and watch amazingness unfold. And that is another thing, too, that has helped me in my journey of building my business, is really leaning back and allowing the divine to support us as well. Like, we need human support, and I'm all about that. You know, I work with mentors and coaches myself, of course, because we all have blind spots, but also understanding that the divine is here too as a beautiful support system to help show us the how. Like, we just need to ask for what we universe will show us how. And that can come in form of, here you go, this person's going to trigger you. So you can go into it, process it out, and then become clean again and aligned and move forward.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful thing when things used to trigger you and they don't any longer.
Oh, yes.
And acknowledge, like, wow, that was a huge trigger and I don't feel anything right now. Mm-hmm. Like, beautiful acknowledgement to work, right? I love that.
Yes, for sure.
And the next topic I want to talk about is, you talked about money flowing to you in all different ways. And I think that was such an important piece, because sometimes we think we're manifesting, we try to manifest, but we're asking for something in a very specific way. Like, it has to come this way. They have to buy this package at this time, and this is how it works. So can you expand on that a little bit? Like, when you say, you know, money started coming to you in all different ways, what that looked like?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just as an example, last year, I had a huge lump sum of money come to me. Over $150,000, just one lump sum check, I sold a property, okay? And our logical brains can be like, oh yeah, well, she sold a property. But here's the thing. If I hadn't done the inner work, if I hadn't had processed out all the things, all the I'm not worthy of receiving this lump sum of money, all this, I wouldn't have allowed that house to sell and me to get that lump sum of money. And so, you know, I see this with clients too. Like, we can get money in forms of, you know, so many different ways. Like, if somebody passes away, like, we've been wanting this money in our business, we want to hit 10K, and then we get this inheritance and we're like, well, I didn't want it that way. And it's just like what you were saying. And, you know, a lot of clients have to work through that because they're like, this is morbid. Like, how can I celebrate this amount of money because somebody in my life just passed away? And it's like, yeah, you got to process all that as it's coming up. But you have to understand, like, the universe always says yes to whatever you ask. The universe always says yes. And I don't know about you, but in my journey, doesn't happen the way that I thought or expected it to happen. It happens, but in a much different way. You know, I had a desire to work less and make more money. And I thought at one point it was strictly going to just be through my business and no other avenues. But look what's happened. Like, I'm making a lot of money in my business. I have this other job that I do. I have, you know, I sold my house last year. So just leaning back and allowing the universe to support you in the how it's going to happen. We ask, and we ask with conviction, mm-hmm. This is what I want. This is what I desire. And then release it. And that can sound like, I can say that and it can sound so easy to say, But the path to get there, as we've already said, is the inner work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think inner work has been a game changer for myself as well. And the inner work never ends, right? Never. Even sometimes I think like, you know, and it comes up again and I'm like, I thought I cleared that, but it comes up in a different way. And I think as you build yourself, both personally and professionally, things come up again because you've hit the ceiling of whatever you cleared. And you kind of go in there and be like, okay, what's up with this now? Why is this bothering me again? Or why is there a ceiling here? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's layers, right? And so I know, like for me, especially in my business, every new layer of, you know, where I wanted to take the investment to work with me one-on-one, like there's always more layers. And like you said, it's like, I've already worked through that and it's coming up again, but it's another layer.
Yeah.
And when we can come to that place to understand, like, this is the journey. And I see it in my clients and business owners that I've worked with, you know, clients that are making multi-million dollars and they are just still chasing that next level. And they have anxiety and overwhelm and they're beating themselves up and they're, you know, like, it's the chase. And of course I work with them to help do the inner work to where they can just set back and relax and let it all unfold and understand that every time something new comes up, a trigger, an emotion, a thought, a fear, it is here for them. It's happening for them. So they can go to this next level with ease and flow instead of anxiety and overwhelm and stress.
Yeah. So if someone's coming up with fear, thing of going to that next level, hitting it big, working too hard, I don't know what it is. How do you suggest, I know a lot of people say they just sit with it. Just sit with it. How would you tell a client or someone that's listening to this? What do they do next?
Yeah, I would get your journal out or a notebook and I would just start writing everything that's coming to your mind, whether it seems like the most outlandish. Like I remember at one point, one level I was going to investment wise, I remember having the thought of my husband's going to leave me, right? That wasn't going to happen. Like we have a beautiful relationship, but it was there. It was living in my body. It was living in my subconscious. So get a journal out, get a notebook out and just start writing out everything that is coming to mind. And then ask yourself, like, what are you here to teach me? Like, what are these fears here to teach me? What do I need to shift? What do I need to feel? What do I not want to feel right now that my body is telling me to feel the emotion? Because, you know, most people are detached from their body.
Yeah.
They live outside of their body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing that might be helpful for the listeners, if you're not connected with your body, you know, the feeling of when you're hungry, right? Like most people can relate to that, right? And so take that. And then when you start having fears come up and you're writing all this out, where are you feeling it in your body? Where are you feeling it? In your stomach, that's fear. In your heart space, that's grief or sadness. In your neck, that is anger. Tension in your shoulders is anger and frustration and resentment. Our bodies are that powerful. So write it out and then set, like, not just set with it, but feel it of it.
And does it start to dissipate is the idea of it?
And actually the rapid relief technique that I was telling you about really helps to move it quicker. But it will. If you think about the way that most people process emotions in our society, we'll hear something that makes us sad and we'll start crying and we'll get to right about here. And then we'll be like, no, I don't have time for this. I don't need, you know, like my life is good. I'm grateful. Like I don't need to deal with that. life is good. I'm going to keep going. But what we're doing when we stop that emotion here is we're pushing that sadness down into our body. And when we push the sadness in our body and we push the anger in our body and we don't complete that loop and fill it all completely, mm-hmm. then we are not only stuffing down the anger and the sadness and the frustration, we're stuffing down the joy, the peace, the bliss, the freedom, the wealth, like all these other good feelings that we desire to feel, we're pushing them down as well.
That makes so much sense. That we only process so much and then we stop figuring out it's enough.
Yeah, and it's because we're scared. We are scared. And I truly believe that for myself, like I can only take my clients as deep as I've gone. Cause I, like I said, I do a lot of the emotional work and a lot of like getting to the root. And so when I am processing and I'm going deep and I'm saying all the things, like all the things that we've always been told not to say that makes us terrible or a horrible human, the deeper that I go, the more money that I receive, the more clients that I receive that are aligned to me, the more space that I can hold for my clients and help them go even deeper. So then they can create what they want in their life. It's a beautiful process.
That's beautiful. That's a great transition to talk about what type of client you help best. Like, tell us about, if someone was watching this and they're like, they totally resonate with the things that you were saying, how can you work with them? What type of client are you looking for?
I work with clients that are motivated, that understand that they have power within them to create what they want. Like the clients that work with me, they already know that. They already have that that spark. They've done some inner work. They know, and they're ready for their next level in their life, their love, their relationships. Because quite honestly, I mean, I've kind of marketed myself in many different avenues as I've shifted in my business, as I've changed, as I've grown myself. And I trust that I'm going to attract the people that are aligned with me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, love and relationship mentor to me embodies life itself. Number one, the relationship with ourselves is always going to be the most important. And that feeds into all the other relationships, our business relationships, the relationships with our spouse, our partner, our kids, our family, our friends. It all starts with you. So my clients are people that are motivated, that are ready to go deeper, that know they are meant for more and they're ready for their next level. And they're looking for someone to help them pull out those blind spots, root out those things that are holding you back in a loving, supporting, judgment-free zone. That's who I work with.
I love it. Tina, how can people get in touch with you?
So you can visit my website. It's tinaridge.net. And, you know, take a look around. I've got some testimonials on there. I actually wrote for a spiritual magazine all of last year and was on the cover of the magazine in December of last year. So you can check out some of the articles. And then if you are interested in speaking with me, there's an application on my website and you can fill that out and I'll be in touch.
What is your website address? Did you give it?
Yeah, it's tinaridge.net, www.tinaridge.net.
Okay. Tina's information will also be in the show notes of all of this. Thank you, Tina, for such a wonderful interview and getting to know you a little better, allowing us to kind of go into your world a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
You are so welcome. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. For more information about the Soul Professional Movement, you can go soulprofessional.com. This podcast is sponsored by the Natural Life Business Partnership, a global organization for the soul aligned professional. If you live in a higher vibration, have an alternative approach to business, and want to repair the world, you can come to a meet and greet and learn more about us. go to soulprofessional.com for the dates that work for you. All right. Thanks, everybody.